Hey there, welcome back. I am so glad you tuned in for this episode. On this podcast, I'll be talking about the physical or health topics such as the best foods to eat for energy or best exercises for women over 40 or recommended training routines when you're short on time. I'll also be digging into wellness or emotional topics like ways to stay motivated or how to find your own internal drive. It's important to talk about these topics because losing weight, being healthy, and all of the above can't be attained by just exercising and eating the right foods. From a holistic approach, we have to focus on our mindset, or what I sometimes say is, I need to focus on my mental. So today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be digging into our mindset or our mental and talk about what to do when you've fallen off the wagon again. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Today, I want to talk about the phrase, having grace with yourself, and how that phrase helped me on my health and wellness journey, and how I think it can help you too. You're probably wondering, what does grace have to do with me losing weight or falling off the wagon? Okay, so listen to this and raise your hand if you can relate to this scenario. Now, if you're driving, keep your hands on the steering wheel and eyes on the road and just say, I feel you, girl. For whatever reason, you've fallen off the wagon and not sticking to your weight loss goals. You've had an especially rough day, week, or even month. You haven't had time to prep your meals, someone brought in cake for the company luncheon, and you mindlessly polished off your kiddos' cookies instead of putting them back on the shelf. That would be me, by the way. Or you've been so stressed out that the last thing you want to do is eat chicken, broccoli, or rice, or go to the gym after a long day of working. Whatever the case may be, you are not doing it. You are not sticking to the plan. Instead, you're sitting on the couch, scrolling on your phone, or binge watching Netflix. And then it starts. The negative self-talk, or as one of my besties calls them, the gremlins. The gremlins in your head start wearing you out. You suck. You are never going to lose this weight. Here we go again. Why do you even try? Our negative self-talk can be brutal, and I mean brutal with a capital B. Trust me, I know this from experience. I remember reading a quote somewhere that said, if you talk to people the way you talk to yourself, would you have any friends? Let that one sit with you for a minute. Now here's the part I want you to zero in on. When the gremlins start doing their thing. This is when you must actively engage your thoughts. And I know that it's hard, but you need to take some time to process what you're thinking, how you're feeling, and acknowledge why you're feeling that way. Then shut the gremlin down and have grace with yourself. When I hear a friend or a family member being hard on themselves, that's one of the first things I usually say is have grace with yourself. I really wanted to dive into the meaning of that phrase and how it applies to all areas of our life, including our weight loss journey. I did a little research and looked up the meaning of the word grace. And there were several meanings, and the ones that resonated with me the most were from Merriam-Webster: a virtue from God. And another one said a temporary exemption or reprieve. I also looked up some different versions of having grace with yourself, and this one really hit home for me. Giving yourself grace is permission to forgive your mistakes, lapses in judgment, and hurtful behavior. Because guess what? No one is perfect, not even you. We are taught to treat people how we want to be treated, but oftentimes we forget that we are people. Let that one sit with you. So I ask you, if God gives us grace, why don't we give grace to ourselves? God doesn't expect us to be perfect, and we shouldn't expect perfection from ourselves. Here's the thing. This health and wellness journey is not going to be a perfectly straight line or path. There are going to be ebbs and flows, hills and valleys. So expect to fall off the wagon a few times. But each time you fall off the wagon, because life happens, acknowledge the negative self-talk that may happen and give yourself grace, or give yourself a pass for binging and watching Hulu. Then work to shift your mind to start again. When you make it a habit to acknowledge and process the negative thoughts and give yourself grace, it will be a quicker process to shift your thoughts to a place where you're ready to get back on track. And trust me, I know this from experience, but I had to come to the realization that I had to give myself permission to have grace with myself and start again. And of course, that didn't happen overnight. It happened over a course of time. Which brings me back to my next point. If you fall off the wagon 17 times, get back up 18 times. Stay encouraged. Have confidence that you can and you will do this. You can and you will do this. I was once on the diet, weight loss, starting over and over and over again train. I know it is not fun, and sometimes it really can truly be downright depressing. But here are three points that I want you to keep in mind. The first one is stop expecting perfection. Just like anything else, health and wellness and losing weight is a process. You will have missteps, and that's okay. It happens. The second point is to stop comparing yourself to the old you. And I know that sounds a little bit funny, but I hear people say, when I was 25, I used to weigh this. Or I want to get back to my pre-baby weight, or I want to fit into my jeans that I had 10 years ago. And I get it, no shame, because I was there. But I had to realize that 20 years ago me was entirely different from me today. And I have to ask myself, and I want you to ask yourself, do you really want to be her? Or I ask myself now, do I want to be the best version of who I am now? Healthy and comfortable in my skin, and I'm working day by day to be a better person. And the last tip is a quote that I have in mind. And if you're in my Facebook community, you know I love a good quote. And if you're not in my community, check out my show notes to find out how. But this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson is one of my favorite quotes, and I'll end with this. Tomorrow is a new day. Begin it well and serenely, and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense. So I think that Ralph was eloquently saying, tomorrow is a new day. Begin it with such high energy that you don't even think about what you were thinking about yesterday. So with that being said, stay encouraged. And have grace with yourself. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group, by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.